that was, as I remember it, when I was growing up, I would have to go out and bring the oil can in to supply the furnace. It was very cold, and I remember the oil can, after it was filled up, the weight of it would actually cut into my hands. It was so cold at night, you know, cold to go out and get it, you know, at the time that I would get it. And it was very painful to my hands to carry that oil into the house and to the furnace, and it would have to be, the can would be set up behind the furnace upside down, and the oil would leak out and would burn. And I can remember getting up in the morning real early, going to school, and we would all crowd around the oil furnace, and the rooms were usually very cold in the morning. And it was, we usually slept with a lot of spreads on the bed of comfort. And when we got out of the bed, of course, it was real chilly, so we'd all try to warm up by the fire. My sister had a playhouse outside of our house that was built, and we used to play there in that house. And under the house, I can remember playing under the house, our house, quite often. And I can remember having a small puppy dog that we used to play with, and we would try to run from him and hide from him around some corner of the house, and he would run past us, you know, and then we would chase him back and forth. I can remember doing all these things. And then down below our house was a great big ditch or ravine, and we would enjoy walking down to this big ravine and playing down in this ditch. It was a ditch that the sewage system had cut through our farm. It was very deep, and we used to build caves down in this ditch and ravine. And several of my friends would come to visit me, and we would go down into this ditch, and it had chalk deposits along the side of the ditch, and we would take shovels and dig this chalk out. And I can remember one of my friends, who is now a doctor here in Fort Valley, would love to come over, and he called it mining chalk. And he would dig this chalk and put it in a big sack and carry it home and then mix it up with water and create sort of a paint from the chalk. And he would take this chalk and paint the sides of his barns, sort of whitewash the sides of his barns or fences with it. We used to play war down in this around this ditch, and we would choose up sides, and there were lots of places that you could hide, and we would have a full-scale battle down there a lot of times. And I remember one time, this was very dangerous, but one of my friends had an air rifle, and he would come over with the air rifle, and we actually had a war with air rifles one time. Well, that was very dangerous. That tells you just how crazy we were. See, these BB guns, yeah. These BB guns, and he'd bring, of course, a helmet along, and we'd all have helmets and goggles and all that, but when one of those BBs hit you, it really hurt. So you knew you were dead, you know, if you got stung by one of those BBs. But it was a very dangerous thing. Now that I look back on it, I don't see how in the world we survived, because one of the boys actually did get one of the BBs right in above his eyebrow, and it stung him in there, and it could have just as well gone into his eye, you see. No, it just nicked him a little bit, but it came so close to his eye that we were really playing dangerous in those days. Behind this house was a barn, and I used to love to go into this barn, and it was very dark, and the rooms were very dark. It was used as a storage place back in the 30s or 20s, where they kept fertilizer and certain farm implements.